Don Cherry will be back on the air Saturday, January 19th for the start of the season. And he's kind enough to join us right now as Grapevine heard every morning just before this particular time in the AM and, of course, during Hockey Central at 12:55. Grapes!
What do they know down there anyhow?
Well, they're gonna parade that cup in L.A. They're gonna get to raise that banner at the Staples Center where hockey was born, right? In Hollywood. It's gonna be exciting in a couple weeks.
And 18, I think it's 70% of them are Canadian. So let's always remember that with L.A. We always got to remember that. And by the way, you mentioned 18-year-olders with National Hockey. Dougie Hamilton will be with Chara next year.
Yeah.
And for sure, and you talk about Luke Shen. Luke Shen was handled wrong right from the start. You could talk to McLean. I said, they're handling this kid wrong. Julian in Boston will handle this right. You don't throw an 18-year-old kid out to kill penalties. And Ron Wilson kept throwing him out to kill penalties when he wasn't ready. They had the first year, and I told McLean, I said, he'll never improve over that first year because they're throwing him to the Wolves. And that's what happened. Once the defenseman loses his confidence, it's very hard to get it back. And that's what happened to the kid. It's too bad because he was a good kid.
But, and the other defensemen from that draft class have done pretty well, though. Zach Bogosian's a pretty good defenseman and came in at 18. Drew Doughty is potential future Hall of Famer and came in at 18. It was unfair of Luke Shen. Luke Shen was never those guys.
No, it's easy to talk. So was Bobby Orr at 18. Luke Shen was a tough skater. He didn't quite have it down. He had to work. And Doughty doesn't know how to work. He's got natural talent and all those guys. But what happened was he had to work. He was a grinder, and he was thrown to the Wolves. Too bad that right move. And then they put him on the left side. They put him on the right side. I almost had tears for the four kids. And by the way, let me say there is only one guy that guaranteed a season. In fact, you had a guy on, I'm not going to say his name, that said the season was over. The season was over, that's what he said. And I'm the only guy that guaranteed 2 months ago, and now it's there. Even in the morning I said it would be there. And I am very sorry to say to my fans, because I'm 4 days out, I said the middle of January. And you're going to say, well, how did you know, Don? I know you're clever.
That's what I was thinking.
Yeah. All I knew was Fuhrer. I knew his reputation. He was going to take it right to the very end. Squeeze the last drop of blood, and then he'd go. It was very simple, and the reason was it was January 15th, and that's what I said. It'll be the middle. I'm 4 days out, and that's why y'all watch Coach's Corner.
Don, you're at the rinks pretty much every night. You know how fans were so upset and turned off by the game during this lockout. How long will it take for this to heal now that we're back?
No time, as everybody says in Canada. It will be down the States, but a lot of people don't realize down the States, down the South, it's all football down there for the first half anyhow. So they never drew any down there anyhow in the first half. So this will be perfect for them. But here in Canada, there'll be no problem. The people phoned it in, like I said, saying they're finished and all that stuff and everything. Yeah, you kidding? They'll be watching just as much. And some guy, and I had to laugh. Some guy's going to put his tickets up for sale in the Toronto. There's only about 25,000 people want them, but that's ridiculous.
Yeah, I heard the stat 2 weeks ago, Don. 15 people in Buffalo canceled their season tickets out of a base of 14,000. So about 0.1% said I'm not coming back this year.
Yeah, well, they'll 15 year kids. They were probably the Americans down there. They're all Canadians over
no,
there.
No, some Fort Erie addresses, Grimsby.
Well, they must have got Leafs tickets then.
Yeah, just the Leafs Sabres games. Come on.
Now, Don,
not Boston.
As a coach, how does your strategy change holding a camp like this, sort of in the middle of what would be the season, and you may or may not have any preseason games? How do you evaluate your team?
Well, you everybody knows there won't be any kids except for the real good ones like Dougie Hamilton. That there won't be any tryouts. They'll have the lines together right from day one. There'll be no experiment and stuff like that. They'll scrimmage a lot. I really believe they'll scrimmage a lot to get that game condition in. They'll stop those stupid drills. So that's what I would do right off the bat. Get the lines together. Get everybody together. Work your goalies pretty good because they're the guys that are going to have the tough time right at the start.
All right, let's let you weigh in. We will cede the floor. the World Juniors. What are your overall observations of how we played? And do we have a problem getting up for the bronze medal? And should we? It's still a medal. Don't those? Nah. It's something or nothing. Do you buy this gold or nothing mentality? Can we play better in these bronze medal? Like in Nagano, we didn't even show up in the bronze medal game.
No, I don't. To me, it's gold or nothing. I mean, okay. I know that's an awful thing to say, and it's not popular. You should do, but it's gold or nothing. The kids are heartbroken. Let me tell you what happened there. This is what happened there. Okay. When I saw they got the bye, and the United States, now they outshot, you remember they outshot the United States 43-21, and they were on a roll. Now they got to have that bye. The U.S. got in, and they were really going. They won 7-0. Gibson's, he's ready to go. Then they rolled right into the game, and they've got that little, it's hard to explain, they've got that little, you guys have played that little tired feeling, but they're on a roll. The Canada team, holy smoke, 7-0. They watched the game and everything. They were a little dopey at the start. And you remember that first goal was like a conga line in front. He never had a chance. I mean, really, the puck went in the top corner. Green put it in the top corner, and they never ever recovered from that. And let's face it, the U.S. were on a roll. We were dead. We got behind. We got stupid penalties. And a lot of people say, the year, and I told before, I said, you cannot hit over there. It's hybrid hockey. I said, you have to stop hitting, play their game. And what do we have? Seven suspensions for trying to play our game. We play with an edge. The next time we do it, we've got to explain to the kids, we cannot hit. We can't play the Canadian game. We've got, if we're going to play Europe, you're going to say, well, we lost over here too. It was same officiating. And that's what happened. I really upset a few times when they're pointing at Steve's spot. I mean, you know, it's absolutely ridiculous that we're not. They only lost one game. I don't count that bronze and all that. They only lost one game, and it's so sad when you see it. And the kids, you see them crying and that. My heart was broken for it. I was really upset, I have to say.
Don, what are you expecting from the Leafs in this shortened season?
Well, there again, all you have to look at, remember, I think it was last year, they were smoking for the first 40 games. This helps all these little clubs because, you know, over the marathon, the big teams will always be there at the end. But now, like they say, this will really help the lower teams out of the playoffs. This is going to help the Leafs. Reimer gets hot, and I don't know about Luongo coming here, but if Reimer gets hot like he was before Gionta hit him in the jaw, you know, they could go a long way with this kid. And all they have to do is get hot for a while like they did before. So the lower teams, this will really help.
Nah, Nazem Kadri. Is this finally the year? Is this the year he gets?
Listen. Asking me about how they treat this.
I know. It's been 4 years now. You've wanted him on this team since he was 18.
Listen to this. His first training camp was better than Hall, Skinner,
yes.
Gagne, Seguin, them all. Listen to this. He led the team in scoring. Well, yes, but he's, remember that he's bad in his own way, and, you know, the giveaways and that. He was +6, and they sent him down. He led the team, and that broke his heart. But I have no idea. Nobody in the hockey knows why they treat this kid. Looks like Dallas Eakins is finally letting him do something. He's doing all that. You asked me about Nazem Kadri. Nobody knows why they treated a first-round draft choice the way they treated him.
So do you think he makes the team? Can he be an impact NHLer?
The only guy in that team that's got any hands. I mean, who else has got the hands he's got? You've got to put up with a few things. I put up with a guy in our club, Ricky Middleton, for about a year because he played, you know, like that. You've got to put up with him for a while. Give him confidence because he's the guy that's got the magic hands, the only guy on that club.
All right, so let's ask you quick. Playoff team, yes or no? Winnipeg in the East, can they make it?
No, not. But their fans love it anyhow. They'll be up. They'll be happy anyhow. As long as they get out there and play and compete. That's the main thing, is to compete, and they always do that. They've got a good grinding club.
Calgary got a call to make on a Ginla. Ginla maybe last year in Calgary. What happens there?
I think that they've always underachieved. I think Hartley will do a good job. I'm saying they're going to make the playoffs with Kiprusoff and one of the best goalies in the league.
L.A., can they repeat?
L.A. can repeat because, as the old saying goes, they're over their parties and their drunkenness all summer.
Edmonton, I think Yakupov's a great future leader. I think he takes them over the top. Your thoughts?
I don't know. He didn't lead the Russians too much this year. But anyhow, what I'm going to say there is they're not going to make the playoffs because they're too young, And they're about a year or two away from doing anything, and they've got to get a goaltender and some defense.
And then what we got? Ottawa and Montreal. Borderline playoff teams can both get in?
I say Ottawa will get in, and I say Montreal, as long as I've always been in love with Price, and as long as they get Price and Makarov will be back, or whatever his name is, at 100%, I say they make the playoffs.
All right, we're so excited to see you. A week from Saturday, I mean it's going to be unbelievable. January 19th, you're going to stay around for the lake? Are you going to be on, like, after hours with Scott Oak at, like, 1:30 in the morning? Are you going to stay up?
You know, it's funny you say that. It's funny you ask. They told me that I have to be on the second game. I can't leave. Like, I used to get home and have a beer quick, eh? But I have to, they told me, you're the first guy to know that I have to be on the second game for the ratings.
All right.
Sorry, you're so popular. You know what I mean?
No, my kids love you, Don. My God.
But behind the mask with Kelly isn't, I mean, can we make that work? Hey, Don, great
play. Inside for information here, guys. I got to stop it.